Poke.
Hello, Finn.
Hey, buddy. Let's not tell them about the audio issues. Let's not tell them.
We haven't spent, specifically haven't spent, the last, what, 40 minutes?
35 minutes, roughly. Yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah, give or take. Rarely, very rarely, you having issues. It's normally me frantically trying to find out what muted what.
We're blaming Windows updates.
Oh, bloody Windows and their bloody updates being all bloody and stuffs.
Bloody updates. So how have you been? Anyway, how have you been? It feels like I haven't spoken to you for like a week.
It's been a long time. We've not really caught up too much. It's been a busy week.
It has been a busy week, man. It's been a busy week. We've had things with Ninja and things. And
there's been ninjas. There've been sparks. There's been drama.
Dress codes.
I've been shopping online for high neckline t-shirt.
Right. Okay. That's a thing.
I don't buy anything nice. I bought myself a blender. That's a thing. My healthy living. I'm going to get some fruit.
Is that what it's for?
It's one of those, you know, those ones that you make a smoothie.
I know the ones. Yeah. I have one.
Yeah. I bought one.
Like a Nutribullet or something.
Nutribullet, yeah. For putting vegetables in and fruits and such in. I haven't bought the fruit yet.
No, you need to buy that.
And it's on the agenda.
Just buy a premix, man. Just buy one of those premix bags, you know.
But I'd have to go outside to get that.
No, you can order it on Amazon Pantry.
Will they bring me food?
They'll bring you food, yeah. Amazon Pantry is amazing. Have a look.
I want to go outside. There's people out there.
Or just home deliver your groceries.
I did home deliver my groceries. They delivered it to the wrong address, and then they told me it was my fault.
Right.
And that's why I have no fruit.
Try another store.
That's exactly what I told the lady on the phone I would do.
Well, I hope she believed you.
When she told me that my food was going back to the store now. Yeah, it was an eventful week.
Yeah, no, I don't think you need that in your life. I too have been on a healthy kick. I've had various meats, chicken and ham and the like on a plate with some fruit. Did you see the picture on Instagram?
I saw that. There's no way what you put out there was what you consider healthy living. I'll see if I can find a picture for the link.
So there's some grapes there. There was some grapes.
This is his healthy living, to my memory, and I'm sure it's not exactly what.
Go on, you see what you recall.
My memory of what it is there were some grapes. There was some Billy Bear, which, if you don't come from England, is highly processed meat in the shape of a bear that we give to children to trick them into eating their ham. There was half a scotched egg.
Why is it a scotched egg? It's just a scotch egg, man. It's not an ED.
There's a scotched egg. It's an egg that's been
carry on,
scotched.
Carry on. What else did you see on there?
Wait. What's wrong with saying a scotched egg?
It's not a scotched egg. It's a scotch egg.
It's an egg that has been scotched.
No, it hasn't. It's not what it is.
It's an egg that has been scotched. That's why it's a scotched egg.
No, it's not. It's not its name.
It is.
Right. What else do you recall from the plate? What else do you recall?
There was a packet of crackers. Not crackers. Like
high fiber crackers. Yeah.
No, cheese biscuits. Like little round cheese biscuits.
Yeah, I think you've made this unhealthy in your head.
There was some julienne. Cucumber slices, like strips.
Right.
I might be making that. I've forgotten what's on there. But
I think you made that up.
After the egg, I've forgotten. There was definitely some egg. It was half an egg. There was some meat and a grape.
Right. Here's what was actually on my healthy plate, okay?
You're having to take a picture. I'm looking at the picture to remind yourself, aren't you?
I don't need to look at the picture. I ate six plates of the bastards.
All right. Before you even move on to what was on the plate, you have just said, healthy living, six plates of the stuff.
I'm going to explain why, right? I did an 18-hour stream this week.
I don't eat six meals in 18 hours. Right? I ate one, maybe two.
Yeah, but these aren't full-size meals. They're on kiddie plates.
They were Billy Bear.
Right? I have the picture in front of me. I just loaded it on my phone. The ham is not Billy Bear ham. Actually ham off the bone from the deli, right? So it's not processed at all. It's just ham.
Children's ham.
Right? There's a slice of chicken breast on there.
I remember the chicken breast slice, thinking, that's weird.
I like chicken breast slices. There were some grapes. Because fruit.
Grapes are the least healthy of the fruit.
There was half a scotched egg on there.
Was it really half a scotched egg?
It was half a scotched egg on each plate. Yeah, this and two bit Baby Bell cheeses.
Oh, I forgot about the Baby Bell cheeses. So just to recap, in 18 hours, you ate 12 mini Baby Bells.
No, I ate six. I only put them on some of the plates.
That was an every two meal treat.
I spread them out. Well, I don't see Baby Bells as a treat, man. I we've been over this before. My dietary beliefs are different to yours. But the crackers at the back are not cheese biscuits. They're high fiber crackers that go with peanut butter.
You're going to need that with all of the cheese you've been eating.
I needed some fiber. I was worried of risk of gout. And there were also some little chicken satay sticks on there. It's just chicken on a stick, basically, with a bit of flavor and a dip. But somebody sent me a message going like, you know that grapes aren't even one of your five a day. They're that unhealthy. And I sent them a message back going, well, they're more healthy than Doritos, aren't they? It's all more healthy than Doritos and Pringles.
Well, it's all relative. It's all relative.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And I would be a relative fat ass if all I ate was Doritos and Pringles.
Hey, that feels like a personal attack.
Well, exactly. The purpose of the food wasn't actually my health. The purpose of the food was not to spike my blood sugar so that I didn't end up sugar crashing halfway through an 18-hour stream, because I'd never done one. I've done 12 hours, I've done 16 hours, I've never done 18. So I was trying to not spike my blood sugar, which I actually messed up, because at about 11 o'clock, someone talked me into a McDonald's. Ooh. So I had a McDonald's delivered.
Wow.
And I ate my chicken nuggets and fries.
Chat is so mischievous like that.
They're so toxic.
I think most of the pizzas that I've eaten in the last 2 years have been because chat has talked me into ordering a pizza.
Because they literally tell you it's okay, don't they?
Yeah, you should order one. Go just get one. You haven't had one for a while. So I had one last week. Yeah, it'd be fine. It's okay.
It'd be fine.
You deserve it. You worked hard today.
Misery loves company.
They're just evil. I think
there's a level of that as well.
Mm.
But that was the point. They talked me into it. And I tell you for free, right? About 20 minutes to half an hour after that McDonald's, I crashed.
That's because you pumped yourself with sugar.
Yeah, I know exactly what I did. And I know that the reason that I had those meals and the reason I had picked them specifically was to keep me on an even keel with sugar.
Billy the Bear will keep going. Billy the Bear and a scotched egg will keep you going.
Scotched eggs are the lifeblood of the North, mate. I'm not having any bad talk about a scotched egg. I'm not. Somebody looked at a scotch egg. But actually, they looked at a boiled egg one day and they went, you know what will improve this egg?
I'm going to stick some manky polka on the outside of it and some breadcrumbs. Yep. I'm going to dip it in something hot.
That's exactly what happened. And I applaud that man.
Yeah, I don't eat those.
Well, you stick to your pizzas and Pringles, all right?
I tell you what, last week we talked about how I'd quit Pringles. And do you know how many Pringles I've eaten since last week?
Three tubes.
I can count them on zero hands because I've had zero Pringles.
Very nice. What have you replaced them with?
Give me one sec. I just want to make sure that's true. My confidence waned massively as I look around the room for Pringle-based evidence. No, I've had zero Pringles.
I'm impressed.
It's been a really busy week. I've just been too busy to eat Pringle. I eat crap. I mean, I've eaten normal food, but just crap.
I understand that grapes are one of the least healthy of the fruits.
They really are.
But
you might as well have had some wine gums.
I don't think that's true.
Grapes, they're as bad as wine gums. That's what they should write on wine gum package.
Or should they write on grapes and then just not sell grapes?
They should write on wine gums, we're as good as grapes.
So for this week, I do those cold meals a lot because they're great for feeding me and my kid, right? You can just stick them in the fridge.
Honestly, it looked exactly as I would make food if I had kids. That's exactly how I would do it. But you made those for yourself.
I did. But that's because that's what I know now.
It was like you were having little, like, so it was an 18-hour stream and you did six of those, yeah?
Yeah, I ate every 3 hours, I think.
So every 3 hours, you had yourself a little mini picnic. And I think that is genuinely one of the sweetest things I know about you. It's one of the most endearing things about you.
It really worked. And the beauty of it is you can just nibble at it while, you can put it next to you and you can just nibble at it while you're streaming.
Play a little game, pop a little grape. Play a little game, pop a little grape.
Mate, I was trying to look after myself and I think I did it well.
Did you hit the 18 hours?
I did. I hit the 18 hours. Yep. And then I went to bed after that.
I imagine. It's you. You've never been up for that long before.
I have been up that long. I do 18-hour shifts at work all the time. Well, I used to. I don't now. I'm old. But I did when I was a younger man.
Proving my point.
I hit some really good metrics. I was really pleased with how it went overall. I was disappointed in myself over the McDonald's. But since we've started this podcast, I have lost 8.5 kilos of body weight.
That's 8.5 kilos?
Yeah, that's what I've taken off.
I think I've put on two.
Well, there you go. I've taken off. So that's a stone, 1.3 stone.
8.5 kilos. That is to be applauded. And you have done that using only Billy the Bear and grapes.
I've done that with only Billy Bear ham, grapes, and Baby Bells. The only exercise I've been getting is walking.
Walking to the Baby Bell store?
Yeah. Well, walking to the Asda to get it. And I'll only buy Baby Bell if they're on offer. Otherwise, I get angry and buy Cathedral City cheese blocks.
Just chomping on a big sort of kilogram chunk of cheese.
Mate, no word of a lie. Here's some inside information about Fenn. My brother will sit with a block of cheddar cheese and pare bits of it off with a knife and eat it while he watches telly. He would.
Yeah, and that's. But in my head, you were eating it like a beaver going down on a bit of wood.
I'll have you know, I eat my baby bells extremely classily.
Do you? A nibble with the pinky out.
The point is, don't have McCoy's chips. Don't have Doritos. Have Quavers. Because they're half the calories.
Because it's half the actual content. That's why.
It's half the calories.
No, it's not half the calories. It's 90% air.
It's half the crisps.
So it's hard. You're eating half the crisps. It's all psychological.
That's exactly what it is. It's a way of tricking your brain into I did something. So this week I've replaced the grapes with raspberries on that plate.
Wow, that is a step up. Do you know what you should, like a pro would do?
Come on and tell me the man who couldn't even get his groceries delivered to the right house. All right,
that was their fault. Okay, that was their fault. It's because my card is registered to my mum's house. So my mum got my shopping. And instead of thinking, oh, I recognize that name. That's my son. Nope, she just rejected it.
Wow.
She's like, nope. Not having it, sent it back to the store. Oh, my word. It's genius. Anyway, blueberries.
Yeah, blueberries are all right.
Negative calories. Takes more calories to digest a blueberry than it does that you get from a blueberry.
They say the same about celery, don't they? But here's the difference. Celery smells like licking camels. It's not very nice. Right. Have you ever licked a camel? They're very hairy.
Firstly, I've never licked a camel. It is one of my dreams, though.
Good. Bucket list.
So it's on the bucket list right behind Keira Knightley.
I think that's reasonable, but she's going to taste better than a camel.
You would hope so. I imagine so. Secondly, you're the man who was evangelizing the wonders of the Brussels sprout last week. So who are you to talk any down to a celery?
Have you ever had a cold Brussels sprout? It's an experience unlike any other. It takes what remains of my twisted ginger soul and does something to it that haunts me for at least 3 days. The cold Brussels sprout.
Gingers don't have souls.
We collect other people's.
Okay.
That's how it works.
Okay, that's fair.
A cold Brussels sprout is probably the pinnacle of the fun sponge. That's how I see Brussels sprout.
Can you just back up? Because I genuinely thought I just heard the words, a cold Brussels sprout is a fun sponge.
It is. A cold Brussels sprout is an utter fun sponge.
Oh, you mean something that takes away fun?
All the fun. Yeah, it removes it.
My head, a fun sponge is way more fun than your Brussels sprout. Can have a lot of fun with a fun sponge.
I don't mean like a novelty sponge. That's not what I mean here.
What I need is an hour alone with that fun sponge and I am done.
That's not what I meant at all. I meant something that sucks all the fun from around it.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
It's not nice. It ruins your life. Chuck an handful of fruit on there, a bit of fiber.
A hot Brussels sprout will do the same thing.
No, a hot Brussels sprout with a little drop of butter on there is a splendid creation.
It really isn't.
Splendid.
I feel like going forward, we're on episode 9.
And we're still not going to agree on Brussels sprouts.
I feel like the Brussels sprout, because this is the third podcast, I believe, that we've mentioned Brussels sprouts in such a polarizing moment.
It's definitely featured a couple of times, yeah.
This has become a real pivotal point between the two of us.
Well, that's okay. I'm all right with that. One day you might try a Brussels sprout in earnest and you might enjoy it. You never know. You know, it might get you.
I don't think I'm going to. But if I had a Brussels sprout, I'd give it to you because you're my friend and you like them.
Well, that's fair. If you get Brussels sprouts at the annual Mixer Christmas meal, you know, the Mixer Christmas party.
The Mixer Christmas. Oh, no, it was summertime. We're going to be at the picnic. Picnic's coming up, right?
Okay. Well, obviously, I'm sorry, we're at the corporate picnic. But they won't have Brussels sprouts at the corporate picnic. We'll have to have Billy Bear ham again like we did last year.
They will if you're there. If you're there, you'll have pockets full of them again, offering them out to people as they will cross.
Is bringing the sprouts. I warmed these sprouts in my pocket.
Here comes Sprouty Fen.
Oh, wow. That's a stretch, but I believe you.
Sprouty Fen and his fun sponges.
And my fun sponges, yeah.
Is that the worst band in the world?
Just dashing sprouts at people. Like, woo! Handful of sprouts everywhere. I think we've nailed it.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. I want this actually to be a picnic now.
Yeah. Can we, Mixer, if you're listening, which I hope you are.
I can't imagine that Microsoft isn't paying attention.
I think Microsoft are listening to us, and every time they mention sprouts, they're like, what are these sprouts that they're talking about?
Hi, Microsoft. You don't think Microsoft doesn't know Brussels sprouts?
Not at the community picnic.
You think you've answered like me, that they don't think that Brussels sprouts are appropriate? Okay.
I think that Microsoft like things to be done in a proper fashion, and the Brussels sprout is a winter food. I have it all year because it's frozen, but it's a winter food, isn't it?
I don't know because I don't eat them.
Well, what vegetables do you have with your Christmas dinner? Do you just have like, you know, turkey Pringles?
I have like asparagus wrapped in bacon. Right. That's nice.
I think you have pigs in blankets like the rest of us.
I don't know. I have chipolatas.
Currently a third of your Christmas dinner is wrapped in bacon.
Wrapped in bacon, but with Stilton in the inside in between.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, it's so good. You'd be surprised.
You're so bad.
not posh. Oh, he knows two types of cheeses. That's not made by a bell. Mini or otherwise.
I don't have to take that little red jacket off that saucy bugger. That's not for me.
That cheese isn't wearing a suit. Yeah, getting in here. That's the bouncer in you.
I think it must be, right? Mate, you ain't coming in here without one of them little wax coats on, right?
No jacket, no shoes, you're not getting in.
Yep, that's it. It's not happening. Get out of here. Take your blue spots with you.
Sorry that I've ruined Christmas for you.
Well, you haven't. You've ruined it for yourself. It's not going to affect me because I'm going to have Brussels sprouts, pigs in blankets, and I'm going to have cheese.
I have cream corn, and I have my own, I make my own sauerkraut. It's amazing.
What's creamed corn?
It's corn that you cream. I don't know how to explain it any better than that, mate.
What do? You blend it?
You blend it with creme fraiche, a little bit of butter, a little bit of chili.
And you just leave it alone and eat it as corn.
Mate, oh my God. One day I'll make cream corn for you and it will blow your penis off. That's how good it is.
I don't want that in my life.
Well, I do.
I mean, it'd be good for content. Let's just make sure we get it on the gram.
We'll just blur it out, right?
Well, speaking of blurring it out, Poke, a lady on a streaming service that was designed around money managed to blur out the fact that she was 58 years old and pass as a teenager.
She did more than this, but what I'm mostly interested in, Fenn, is what was this lady's name?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't looked. Tell me a name.
No, specifically, I'm waiting for you to say this name.
Do I have to look?
Oh, absolutely. Would you like me to copy and paste it into somewhere that you could read it nice and quickly?
I'm looking now.
I can tell you the streaming website that she used.
I can't read that.
The streaming... The streaming website was called Do You. Are you good with names?
Okay. That seems perfectly reasonable. But, Quioblio Dianxia. I apologize for butchering that name, but I don't speak Chinese.
I mean, that's probably how she pronounces it.
Quioblio Dianxia, who has a following of 130,000 people on Do You, were misled because she basically spent 90% of the time aiming the camera at her boobs with no face or had an anime image over her face.
I saw some of this.
You saw some because you looked it up?
I'm a big fan. I'm follower number one of that 130,000.
You're one of the 130,000.
She'd have like a... She'd show her neck down and she'd have a picture of an anime girl over her face.
I see.
And she was big as a... Everyone thought she was a teenager, late teens, early 20s, whatever it is.
The standard young...
Yes, the young, attractive object of affection.
Mm. It turns out that wasn't the case.
Well, she had a technical glitch. She had an issue with some of the digital technology and her face just appeared... It failed and it just showed who she is. And she was a 58-year-old woman.
Which is
impressive.
Apparently, they've accused her of catfishing, which I suppose is somewhat.
It opens up a bigger debate because you and I are a certain type of streamer. That I've watched you on stream, we're friends off stream. I think it's fair to say that 95 to 98% of who we are in real life is who we are on stream.
Yeah,
there's the extra 2% that is just, I mean, if you saw that level of crazy, you wouldn't watch us, so we don't show you that.
Yeah, I mean, you eat Stilton flippantly.
I eat Stilton sometimes wrapped around asparagus. That's also very nice, by the way. And you eat Brussels sprouts in the summertime, you monster. But the assumption that everyone is being real is, if you really think about it, is silly. So people like you and I, we're generally who we are because we're too stupid to lie. But then you've got people like Dr. Disrespect, who everyone knows is a character. No one's under the impression that he turns off the stream, goes and sits with his wife in that garb, but just sort of that's how he watches TV. Even to the point where he had his troubles, his marital problems, and then when he did his video to apologise and sort of deal with it publicly, he wasn't dressed as that. He was himself, and he showed that this was a real moment coming from him in opposed to his show. And then you've got people who use face cam, you've got people who don't use a cam but put a picture of an anime girl up. There's all sorts of different types of streamer that are obviously characters. But I think the problem with someone like this is that a large percentage of her community thought that that's who she was. And it's so far removed to a point where they were maybe, I don't know, if they're embarrassed about it or whatever, they're given money.
Well, embarrassment is this comes from the bouncer in me, but embarrassment is the biggest cause of violence and or outrage, right?
Yeah, no one likes to be humiliated.
Of course not. Of course not. Especially with something like that. But I believe that the main issue with it is that she was actually using a young girl's photograph for her profile pictures and things.
She'd spent, I think a lot of her Twitter and stuff was a younger girl, yeah.
Yeah, so it was an attempt to appear as a younger girl.
But then those people who use Facecam are trying to present themselves as an anime girl or as a cat or yeah. whatever they happen to be. Yeah. It's just more obvious. The impression that everything on stream is real is probably not the smartest way to get into something until you really get to know the streamer on a more personal level, which if a streamer is of a certain size, then you're not going to reach that. It's easy to become personal friends with me or you because the community is small enough to we get to know the people who hang out and then they start to sort of see them outside in the world, whether it's on Discord, whether it's in games, whether yeah. it's you go to conventions. There's much more likelihood that I'm going to make friends with someone who, yeah, I mean, a fan for what a bit. It's how we became friends. You know, you were a big fan of mine and then I started, you know, pitying you and now we do a podcast together.
Yeah, let's roll with that for the sake of pleasant.
That's the 2%.
I mean, this. I don't think this is catfishing because she wasn't actively pursuing a relationship. What she was doing was presenting a persona and making money off it, which is, as you said, fundamentally what streaming is.
She's in the business of it. She was in the business more than certain people are.
She kind of worked it out. But we've seen things like this before, haven't we? There was a Twitch streamer a long, long time ago. It's irrelevant that he was on Twitch, but that's what he was. That streamed from a wheelchair and accidentally left his webcam on as he stood up and walked out the room.
That's different.
That's my point, because you're breaking something ethical, something moral, right?
I guess it is different. It's such a grey area. Yes, isn't it? Is it more one foot in that camp than it is one foot in the Dr. Disrespect camp? He's a character, she's a character.
Dr. Disrespect doesn't mislead anyone. Dr. Disrespect is a WWE wrestler. That's how I see it. Whereas this lady was very clearly misleading people on purpose. And I think that falls more into the moral grey.
Yeah, no, this is more grey. I mean, the win of this story is that she had 100,000 followers and then all of this come out and then she obviously lost a lot of followers and people then kicked off and it became a big issue and understandably so. And now she's got 400,000. So she's gained more by being her than by not. But that notoriety she would never would have gained without the negative press.
This is the rollover again, isn't it? There's been another animal abuse story leaked out on today of a woman abusing a dog or something. So that's come out again. There seems to be new drama every day. People pushing for controversy,
People talk about you. They're talking about you. Doesn't matter why. And we don't subscribe to that.
That's not our way. We don't sell controversy. Because the problem I see with controversy or with any type of outrage content is eventually you have to do something so outrageous that you really are flirting with ethical and even legal lines in some cases.
Eventually you become a Paul brother.
Well, I was trying to say that without saying it, but that's exactly what happens. Eventually you have to become a Paul brother and you have to be so outrageous because otherwise you don't achieve anything. I mean, the controversy of the Dr. Disrespect comes up frequently with the toilet thing at E3, right?
Was that innocent? Was that naivety or was that intentional? That's where the grey area comes there.
Take it at a base level. Charges haven't been leveled at anyone.
Nope.
Right? No charges came of it. Nobody prosecuted. But also, and I don't mean to be the devil's advocate here. I realise this is going to rubble up a couple of people. It's not intended to. But Dr. Disrespect was not filming. I just want to put that out there. That's a flat statement.
But we are all aware that we are, as the streamer, in control and responsible for our content.
Do you think so?
I believe, didn't this happen more than once? Didn't he follow in the bathroom twice?
The guy went out and came back in. His video editor went out and came back in.
So it is absolutely Dr. Disrespect's responsibility to say, don't follow me in here. I'm going to the bathroom. Don't be a moron. Wait here.
But the guy should have just not been a moron.
Well, don't employ morons.
Mate.
This is going to be disgusting. Prepare yourselves. If I work for Coca-Cola, right, and I start peeing in the vats, do I get sued? Does Coca-Cola get sued? Basically the same thing.
I appreciate that, but that's a different thing. You're a direct employee of Coca-Cola. I don't know the legalities of it, but the point being, nobody got sued.
That guy was filming him for his stream. He's a direct employee of Dr. Disrespect. Whether he was paying him or not, doesn't matter. He was recording for the stream, which is owned and run by Dr. Disrespect. that he's his employee. If Blip decides that he's going to start editing in cow noises, it's our responsibility.
So, but that brings up something that's been on my mind this week, right?
Blip and cow noises.
If you have somebody, no, not cow noises. They're always on my mind. You were always on my mind. No, if we're on Discord together. Right. And we invite in Mr. Johnny Random, yep, when we're playing a game. And Mr. Johnny Random does a Freudian slip, or he drops a naughty word, or
takes a racist rant. Yeah.
Well, not a rant, because obviously a rant must be action must be taken. But I mean, they actually just say a word that is now deemed offensive. Some of these words come out.
Okay. Yeah. That's happened on my stream before in the past. Yeah. It's happened to us all.
So, how do you think the best way to deal with that is as a content creator? Because technically we're to blame because it's our content that we're putting out. However, you don't know that they're going to do that, and that could lead to deliberate sabotage. So most streamers don't have the voice audio play across.
That's how you deal with it.
Yeah?
That's 100% how you deal with it.
And that seems to be the way, which does detract from the content, but...
Yeah, I like the banter of that.
As do I, but normally I only do it with other content creators that have something to lose as well to avoid sabotage.
Absolutely, or people that you intimately know, and I don't mean intimately in that way, but intimately as in you know, I know that I would trust them.
No, but you know them well enough that they're not gonna sink you.
Exactly, there's got to be a trust level. I don't let people I don't know into chat. If I'm in a game, for example, with content creator who then invites someone who I don't know, I get out of it. I leave them game, or I mute them out, or I make an excuse to not have them in my voice anymore. It's the only way you can protect yourself, because you are, I see you as responsible, the views. And if it happens, you need to address it, and you need to address it there and then.
You absolutely need to address it.
And it doesn't mean shouting at someone. That is a short, we don't say that here. Don't say that. Move on. Pull them aside after the stream. Say, look, you really, this is why you made the mistake. This is what is expected of you if you're going to be in voice, and have a grown-up conversation. Because if you tell someone off publicly in any way...
I told you, embarrassment leads to resentment, and resentment causes violence. That's
exactly.
But, you know, I worry about stuff like this. Like, you know, the Dr. Disrespect is a clear set of it, but... We seem to have this cancel culture as a thing now. Everybody just wants to see how many people they can just get banned or get ripped off. You know, there are people that are quite legitimately watching big streamers with the view of getting them cancelled, you know, trying to get them pulled.
Yeah.
Looking for mistakes. And I worry that sometimes, you know, we can't hold streamers to these high regards that we do. This feeds back into this, what this woman's done. You can't hold streamers to these massively high regards right now, because most of them are just freelance people making videos, you know?
I don't know if you're letting them off a little light with it, but I understand exactly what you're saying. There is an accountability, but they're not public figures in a... They're not your local MP, they're not your local congressman. They are your...
Yeah.
These are still, at best, minor celebrities.
Yeah, but they say you're a celebrity with a following of over... I think it was 30,000. If you have a following of over 30,000, you're classed as a minor celebrity.
Really? I'm so close to that.
I think that's where the regulations fall, but it might be a bit higher than that. I'm not sure on the exact number. I can't remember it offhand.
No, don't add anything to it. I'm on the cusp. I'm almost celebrity. I can almost outgrown you.
Yes, but the point being is that you become almost regulated by different rules then.
Uh-oh.
That's what I'm trying to say.
But do I not get free stuff?
Once you reach a certain level, you end up at a point where you must behave because you influence, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, below that number, and I know that you have the same views on it as me, there is a responsibility you take. If you felt that your viewership on any particular day dropped to an age level that was, say we play Fortnite, and you know the average age dropped... From, I think we're watched by generally 25 to 35 year olds, somewhere in that. Sometimes it's a bit on each side, but that's our core. If the core dropped down to 15, you wouldn't swear. You would hold, you wouldn't have any, your level of sort of, I don't even say it, sexual innuendo and sort of the cheek that you sort of maybe flirt with a little bit too adult themes.
Yeah,
you drop it.
That
you
goes
just drop
away.
It straight away because you know, because you're a responsible adult.
Yeah, but that's it, right?
So I still feel, even though you're not at that 30,000 or 40,000, whatever they happen to set as this magical number for your celebrity means you should be responsible. You're already hitting those because you're a human being that's decent. You're not scum.
The worry being is what does all this lead? Things like this woman catfishing, or the, you know, the animal issues that we've been having, or the dress code arguments going on with Mixer and Twitch at the moment, which we'll get to. But is all of that going to end with streaming becoming a regulated business?
Because you're talking about regulations as if they're bad. Having a defined code of conduct is nothing but a good thing.
I'm not. But what I one thing that worries me, and I do worry about it, and it feeds on from the Mixer's streamer school thing that we were talking about previously as well. That all feeds into this.
Cookie cutters.
I don't want cookie cutter streamers. Yeah. That's not what I saw streaming as. I want esports to become mainstream entertainment. I do. Mm-hmm. That's what I want, right? I've always wanted that because obviously my background's in Counter-Strike, so it going mainstream is a boon to me. What I don't want is streaming to become some sort of mainstream thing where we end up where you can't do, you know, you can't just play a game with a bunch of people that you're mates. It all becomes putting on a show and this clandestine poster boy thing, you know.
It depends on how you look at the platform itself. So the nearest analog is going to be, do you view platforms as studios? As in, do you see Twitch as Paramount? Do you see Mixer as Disney? That sort of studio. Do you see it as if, is it the responsibility to the studio? So the people who are under contract for Disney are not allowed to go out and swear and drink and do all the things that a young rich person would do, because I'd do it, and be in clubs at 2 o'clock in the morning. They would lose their job on their whatever Disney Channel program they're on. Would Twitch then, or Mixer, or YouTube, or whoever it is, be able to say, you were acting improperly, you're out? So it's not even the responsibility of each stream, it's then you're sort of under the responsibility of the platform. And then you choose your platform based on
where you think your content fits.
Yeah, Twitch then becomes the adult stream. I don't mean it in the just chatting kind of way.
I know what you mean, yeah.
But
yeah.
And then Mixer becomes slightly younger, and then YouTube becomes edgier, and it just, do you find it that way? That, for me, that kind of works.
Okay.
But everyone needs to pull their stuff together, and it's a bit totalitarian of me to say, look, you are here and you are here. It's a bit, fitting people into boxes works for me. I'm a bit black and white.
Well, that's what psychology is. It'd be cute to see where that all goes. I mean, as for, you know, this woman just made a quick buck, right? She's a 58-year-old mother, and she found a way to make some money, and it worked.
Good luck to her.
Which, you know, I don't know what kind of platform Do You is, but it sounds like from what I'm reading here, it looks like it's not a gameplay streaming site. It looks like it's just an
IRL type site. Vlogging.
An IRL type, just chatting, vlogging, live vlogs and the like.
Yeah.
This looks a bit more like that. I mean, you know, we've got some big contracts moving around as well in the space now, which will hopefully change things out.
Huge contracts. Can't imagine this is going to be the only one as well. Imagine there's going to be some waves.
Well, I still don't think this is Mixer's ace. I really don't. I don't think this is Mixer's ace at all.
What if I am Mixer's ace? They'd be in trouble now.
Mate, you eat Stilton and asparagus.
Dude, they could. I'm all over that asparagus sponsorship.
Well, you saw, I mean, did you see the news about that, you know, the news, God, did you see the tweets that Fat Pants and Solo Joker Q?
Are we referring to Twitter as the news now?
Twitter as news, yeah.
Did you see the 6 o'clock tweets?
Did you see the 6 o'clock tweets this week? Did you see the tweet I did 2 minutes into this podcast? Fat Pants and Solo Joker Q got chunky, very chunky hosts off the king himself, Mr. Ninja.
That's amazing. I think that's a real...
Sharing some real love, right?
That's a real show of commitment to the content on Mixer more than Mixer.
I believe so. And he shelled out Embers. I know that Fat Pants went up some ridiculous number of follows, a terrifying number of followers.
3,000.
That was the number, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nearly 3,000 in metrics. Then he got a retweet as well for his thank you tweet, and you were talking 600,000 impressions on the tweet.
That's a scary now, number.
You see numbers like that, and you understand why the man being here is incredible for the platform.
Yeah.
I can't do that. I can't. If I retweet your tweet, I'll maybe add 40 impressions to it at best.
But I appreciate those 40.
Yeah, and I would appreciate 600,000.
I would appreciate more popular friends, yeah.
Of course you would, but this is what we've got, mate. There's only me and you.
It's our lot in life. It's not a lot, but it is our life.
This is what we get. But I just, you know, I very much am enjoying seeing the changes on the platform, the rise that's happened.
I'm loving seeing Ninja about, and I'm loving seeing some other big, huge, giant people from the streaming world pop in, albeit maybe for a short term.
Yes, a very short term. In Dr. Lupo's case, bless him.
Yeah.
So Dr. Lupo got his account, his chat account banned for impersonation.
He got in trouble for impersonating himself.
For impersonating himself. Which is both good, right? It's good. They at least they're on it and they're not letting people do things like that.
How flattering it must be that you are so famous that people don't believe that you're you. You can't be you. That's way too famous.
I really enjoyed that story. I mean, yeah. King Stein got on it, didn't he? Stein got on it, and it was fixed within like 8 minutes or something. Yeah. Yeah, ludicrously quick. There was a thread train that was like, Stein fixed this. The next tweet was on it. The next thing was like, unbanned. You're like, okay.
Unbanned immediately. But there's been a lot of, let's be more polite for him and say, fan sites, fan channels that have appeared with Ninja's name in their title and Ninja's picture in their profile picture and things like first stream on Mixer the day before he was due.
I saw them.
Which had hundreds and hundreds of views before they were immediately removed from the site. So I can see why they'd need to be so on top of it. And you know there's probably Dr. Disrespect and it's Lupo and Tim Tapman. All of those would have had it.
There was, I had a Dr. Disrespect with it spelt wrong trying to get in yesterday. You know, I mean, even I jumped on it. I was laughing and joking that I was Fen the Fat Man for most of the day on
Fen
my 18
the
hour.
Fat Man.
You know, but it was just a laugh for me. I wasn't profiting. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I subbed to you off of that. I was so disappointed at the end of it.
Oh my God. No, you don't.
You're not the real Fen the Fat Man.
Well, it gave me a giggle.
Yeah, I like it.
It gave me a giggle.
I think you can be tongue in cheek with these things, and it's absolutely fine. If you call yourself Tim the Tap Man _1, probably a little further.
Yeah, first official stream on Mixer, you're in that grey area again.
Yeah,
you're in there. Somebody's coming and they're swinging a hammer.
I loved it. It was first official stream on Mixer. Follow me on Xbox, gamertag, whatever it was, long name of 18 numbers at the end.
Something not Ninja.
Yeah, it was coming completely different. It's like, I understand you're trying to trick people who are overly excited and maybe a little naive, but at some point, there's a line where they're going to think, hey, this guy's not Ninja.
Not sure this guy's right because he's not playing very well. Yeah, so that, I mean, but I don't know if you've caught any of his streams.
I have.
I didn't watch Ninja streams on Twitch very much. I watched them more as a professional than as a viewer. You know, I didn't really enjoy them. I felt that the energy was flat. I felt he was always very tired and I felt that he wasn't having any fun. And that's something I really like in a streamer is them to be having fun with what they're doing.
I don't enjoy watching someone who's not enjoying what they're doing.
No, and I can tell as well. You know, you can feel it.
And they can be frustrated and they can be angry and they can be grumpy, but still clearly be having fun.
Yeah, you've still got to be enjoying the process, right? I won't hang around a stream that's negative. If I feel that a stream is just being grumpy and bashing on things and hateful for no real reason, I don't have time for that. That's not what I want to do in my leisure
or
time.
Or bored and on their phone in between games and...
Oh my God. Oh my, don't even get me started on that.
The amount of I've seen them. They'll play a match. The match will end. They'll every single time they'll pick up their phone, ignore.
Yeah,
chat.
If you want a quicker way to annoy me, there isn't one.
That's the best way to get an unfollow.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone checks their phone. We stream for 8 hours, average. People are going to check their phone. That's not a problem.
They're
going to
do it.
What is a problem is that when you're playing one match every 10 minutes, and every 10 minutes you're checking your phone for the entire 3 minute interim.
And quite literally they're texting, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bit much, because then you might as well be doing YouTube.
Yeah.
That's just a YouTube video, and that's not what I see streaming as, right?
But that's, I think that's the key difference, is because I stream to be interactive. I watch people because I want to interact. I don't want to watch someone play video games.
And then play on the phone.
No, but that's all it is. It's just you're watching people play video games. That's not what streaming is. Anyone can play video games, and that's not the skill set. That's not what you learn to become a streamer. You learn to become a streamer through entertainment. If I want to watch quality plays, I'll watch reruns of the Fortnite World Cup or the Overwatch League or CSGO and stuff
like
that.
That's exactly how I see it, yeah. But Ninja's, I mean, he's come over here. You watch his streams. The guy is absolutely loaded with energy and he genuinely seems to be having a great time.
Yeah.
He's not hard focusing on his number. He's trying to interact with the chat as best he can.
There is a point where it's ridiculous. There was something like 3,000 people talking in his chat before he started streaming the other day.
It was incredible, wasn't it?
It wasn't even there.
And, you know, he still manages to read out his embers. Now, currently we don't have an event list for Embers. We can't, there's no way that I'm aware of that you can see Ember donations that have gone off the screen. So he's got to literally read that in real time and try and catch
it. He might have bespoke software.
I genuinely hope so.
Well, I mean, you could, if you were smarter when it comes to coding, you could write one. The API will, I'm sure there's a way of pulling it from the API. It's just that we don't have anyone that does that.
Streamlabs has announced that they're going to bring Mixer support. They've said it's on the cards.
I am in no way surprised.
And I believe there was a post somewhere where they said that it was supposed to be a build out by next Tuesday, hopefully.
Really?
Which would be great. That's what they said. So Ember support and the like would be there. But surely, you know, that's something that you want to be the forerunner. And Stream Elements is nowhere to be seen on Mixer.
Well, Stream Elements seem to have the edge on Twitch at the moment. A lot of the bigger streamers seem to have, be using them.
You've used Stream Elements. You understand.
I have. Yeah, it's amazing.
It's an overlay rather than a browser source box. Mm-hmm. So you can do a lot more with it. But you can actually do the same things in MixitUp. You can do the same overlays in MixitUp.
It's basically the same as MixitUp, yeah.
Yeah, works just the same. So you can tie it to event lists and such as well, which is quite fancy. But it'd be good to see Stream Elements, Streamlabs over here to alleviate some of that.
Anything that is improving the platform, I am 100% behind.
Right there with you.
Any other options, even if I don't use that option, even if I never use Stream Elements, if it comes over and I'll stick with Streamlabs, it doesn't matter that I use it or not. It matters that the option is there. And much like PlayStation and Xbox, is one will drive the other to be better. Yeah. Competition drives innovation.
Competition is always good, right? Mm,
absolutely.
So what else has come on in this week? Rockstar testers, game testers, they've finally taken them on as legitimized employees.
They have, which is a huge win for the industry, I think, overall.
Hopefully it rolls out over all of it, where games testers are no longer just temps and they're, you know, legitimate.
Well, Rockstar's arguably the biggest developer in the world, in as much as they made the most money with one particular IP. They've got two really strong IPs, and there's, you could argue that they're the biggest, if not one of the biggest. So having someone with that much clout behind them, I just used the word clout, I'm sorry. Someone with them that much
influence,
thank you, because I'm struggling to not say clout again. that's got to help. I spend too much time on the internet. That's got to really help. That's got to push the others, and maybe EA will won't follow suit. Maybe Ubisoft and the others will follow suit, and we can all look at EA as evil.
Well, I feel that the gaming industry in particular is all about firsts. So Ninja moving to Mixer on a secured contract now becomes a thing. They realize that talent can be bought and contracted and held. So maybe we start to see some, you know, big talent transfers to different platforms under exclusive clauses. You see Rockstar set the precedent for, well, actually we employ our games testers, which means they're more motivated. They don't have worries about job security, you know, which gets a better product in the end, right?
Yeah.
You know, all these things set better standards.
They'll work very, very hard. They deserve to be on payroll. Hmm.
Well, everybody thinks that being a game tester is fun. I don't know if you've ever seen it or experienced it.
I can't imagine anything worse.
Can you imagine playing the same section of game for about 4 hours and then filling in endless documents and paperwork about that section? Because that's all it is.
I played Destiny 1 for 9 months, 8 hours a day, every single day as a streamer, and loved the game at the beginning. And I know 9 months isn't what they're necessarily going to be playing for. That's not as sort of defined as the shorter term. But if I took a game that I loved and played it for that much and it kind of turned on me, imagine if how much is going to be playing one tiny part of one game that you don't love is going to grate on your emotions and on your love for the job. They are literally doing it for everyone else, so you don't have to.
Yeah, but in most game senses, we end up doing it for them anyway.
I think that's maybe that's a negative here. It's the family.
Maybe slightly negative over the fact that every early access game in the world, I'm games testing it for them.
I believe you are part of the production team when you are in playing alphas, but please know, well, I almost never ever play alphas. If you're willing to play an alpha, you have signed up to this.
I've stopped playing betas of games unless it's one that I want to see proof of concept almost of them.
Unless it's one that's stupid not to.
Yeah, like I did, you know, there are certain games that come out and you're like, I want to know what that is. Like the Gears tech test.
Yeah.
Right. I wanted to see what the Gears stuff was coming out. So I play the tech test. I don't stream it because I'm not promoting it. I just want to understand it, you know. What else did we get shade for this week? Everybody on Mixer apparently dresses like a nun. That was a thing this week.
The trouble is with streaming at the moment is that because Ninja has moved over, it's wonderful, but it shows that divide and that it's the same as a console war. It's just people will align with their little group and they will attack the other group or whatever they can. And Mixer people, I've seen Mixers just as bad as the Twitch people. Mixer people have had to go at the Twitch people in various different ways on how they're not very consistent with their rules. They're not very consistent with enforcing the rules. People sometimes get away with stuff because they happen to be bigger, and the more influence you've got, the more you're allowed to do things that you shouldn't be allowed to do because they're against the OS. And on the same side, you've got Twitch saying that you have to be a nun to be able to dress. I haven't heard one female Mixer streamer complain about TOS until this came up. And even that, they're not, but Twitch people seem to be pointing and saying, hey, you got to dress with a higher collar and cover your ankles.
Well, my personal view on it straight up and straight out is that if that was the only thing that the drama squads could find that was wrong on Mixer, I'm kind of okay with it.
Well, we're not obscure anymore.
Well, that's the thing. We've just been catapulted.
So that was always the thing. It's like Mixer who? Why would you go to Mixer? Because Mixer's a nobody. Who even streams on Mixer? Well, now the biggest streamer in the world streams on Mixer. Yep. So now it's got to be something else. And they found this. And if that's the biggest issue, then we're
doing all right.
I say we align with Mixer hugely. We're both Mixer partners, and our loyalties are there because we've come up through the ranks with them. But
yeah,
if their TOS was stupid, I'd call it out. There's a lot of stuff on Mixer that I don't agree with and haven't agreed with over the time. This certainly isn't one of them.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, I've not seen any evidence of it, if you know what I mean. That's how I see it. I haven't seen evidence of it. I mean, I shave my head to show more skin, and I haven't been called out on it, Poke. So they don't seem to have a major problem with it, do they?
Too much skin. That is, maybe.
What, I'm going to get an email one day saying too much skin. We're
too much skin. Can you bring back that hat, please? Bring back the flat cap.
Yep. That's where I see the future, dude. I'm joking. This is a joke just for, you know, clarity.
It does, but it does seem like it's people who are not affected by it that are
flapping their gums,
it as an issue. Yeah, no one who's actively streaming that I have seen, and I'm sure there are people that are unhappy with it, but it's very much been slated as a sexist rule, for want of a better word. Girls cannot wear this. Girls cannot do this. If you're a woman, you cannot do this.
That was the angle they were trying to take.
I am a guy. I can't stream topless.
No, you can't.
No, because you're not allowed to do that. I have to follow the same rules. It's just that traditional clothing for a guy is a t-shirt. There's not a lot we can do with it. We don't get options like girls. So no, really, most of it doesn't apply to us, but purely because fashion isn't there for us. If I wanted to wear something strappy, then I'd have to follow the same rules. It's as simple as that.
No strappy for you.
No, that will be strap-free.
One thing I do like, and I will hold this to Mixer, is they are consistent with enforcing their TOS. Yes. They don't mess around.
Mm-hmm. And everyone is under it.
Everyone's under it. I mean, you know, recently we saw the suspension of Bailey Bob, who was community champion.
Bailey Bob, yeah.
And, you know, there was a TOS breach that he didn't know about. And to be honest, I don't think a lot of people had really...
None of us knew about. We all sort of panicked when that happened because none of us knew if we were breaking the rule or not.
But that was it. We were all concerned.
But it was written down. We just hadn't seen it. None of us had looked.
Exactly that. Exactly that. It was our own fault. Ignorance is not...
No, you can't. It can't be used as an excuse.
And he was short-term suspended and has come back stronger for it. You know, but the point there being that we don't have golden boys here.
No, and it was you broke a rule. You were going to take a step back to sort of realise what you've done, change it, come back strong. You wasn't you broke a rule, you're out.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're being unfair with punishments. They're just enforcing it. Would you rather there be no rules? If there was no rules, people would it'd be nudity all the time.
Well, it would be exactly that. And I like or that. Worse. I like where it is. I like where it is in regards to TOS and control.
There's a reason why our content is here.
Exactly. That's exactly it, you know. I've abandoned the Twitch thing now entirely as well. I can make that announcement because I made the initial announcement on here as well.
I think that both of our Both of our concerns were that Mixer didn't have a plan for the future to grow.
Exactly.
That's where our worries were. And that's why we hedged our bets. Neither of us walked away. We hedged our bets and we made sure we were doing the best for our community. Mixer has without a doubt proven to me that they are intent on this going somewhere, intent on this growing, intent on this working. They're willing to back it. I'm willing to back it.
And that's what I wanted. I'm not a hypocrite. I said I wanted a show of faith. They gave it to me. Here we are. Simple as that. You know, it's that simple. They gave me what I needed from them. All in all, it's been a strange week, but it's been a positive one. And it finished with the note of the Apex Solos. They're adding Apex Solos so we can all go and suck on our own.
I know. You're going to suck on your own. I was playing it earlier. I was killing it. I killed 5 people in two games. I killed 10 people, 5 in each. For me, that's killing it. I'm not pulling 20 kills. 5 is killing it. I was really happy.
Nailed it, mate.
Nailing it. I'm super happy.
So they're doing a limited time solo between the 13th and the 18th, right?
It's only 5 days.
It's only 5 days, but it's a test.
Yeah, I think that they would be mad not to continue this. I think they need to get the balance right. The problem that I can see with Apex is that you're going to get, say, because I don't know if it's going to be 100 people. Maybe it's solo, so maybe they'll do it as 50 people or 60 people or whatever. Because the map's not really that big to be able to accommodate 100. Yeah.
I think 50, 60 would be a good choice.
100 personally. Would be too many people. So
60 Gibraltars.
60 Gibraltars or 60 Bangalores.
Bloodhounds.
Not even Bloodhounds. Like the ones that, so it's going to be a map full of smoke or it's going to be a map full of bubbles.
Well, I mean, we're going to have to see. I kind of like the idea of where they're going with it. I like the idea of trying the solos. I will take a look, even though I'm not really a BR guy, but I'll take a look.
I'm an action-adventure streamer, so I see this very much as my
I'm an action-adventure streamer, and this is more my adventure. I'm going to adventure into BRs.
And we will both get 5 kills. Oh, one of us will.
Over 25 games. Nailed it.
I'm looking forward to it. My big worry with it, because I heard that they were going to add something that had been long-time requested. And my concern was it was going to be Titans. And if it was Titans, I was just, that's me, done. I'm out. I don't want to fight against giant robots. Fortnite has got little robots in at the moment.
Yeah, they're doing everyone's tree, aren't they?
I'd only play the Rumble version of Fortnite. I don't actually play the BR. I can understand Rumble because there's 20 people. So someone in a robot, 20 people are fighting it. That's absolutely fine. It's probably going to go down quick. When you're two on a robot, then I imagine that robot has significant advantages over you to the point where that robot's going to win 100% of the fights. So having to add that into Apex, which is only BR, that would be me. That's a strong out. If they add that, jetpacks or wall running, those are the 3 things. Add them, I'm gone.
I don't see them changing the mechanics of the game fundamentally like that.
No,
I don't think that's what's in their future.
That's more of a thing.
I'm a purist guy. I would personally like Apex to not have characters at all.
No alts, no special abilities.
No abilities, no. I'd like everybody to get a base level heal and access to the same guns, and that's it, really. That's what I would prefer.
I like the way, I didn't love the new Call of Duty, but I like the way that they handled the healing. You had a little injection thing, sort yourself out.
That you could use, right? I like that. That works for me. So give everybody that and then just let them run around and shoot each other. You know, don't give them abilities or perks, but just, well, I mean, I like the days of Quake, where what defined the character was the weapon you had picked up.
Yeah.
You know, there was nothing else to it. The new Quake has champions and it frankly sucks, disappointingly. I didn't want it to, but it doesn't feel like Quake, you know, but a purist shooter, which I suppose is what they tried to do with Counter-Strike. There's a Counter-Strike BR. I don't know if you've come across it.
I have not played Counter-Strike in a few years.
Well, its BR version is a very quick way of me getting a headache.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. Too much is going on. You know, maybe there's room in the gaming space for something dead simple. You know? Maybe.
Well, if there's room in the gamer's space for a crab-based BR.
Oh, my days,
and
yeah.
And a goat-based BR, and there's one where it's all food.
There's Cuisine Royale. It's more that you fight with the kitchen utensils. Kitchen utensils, yeah.
So if there's room for those, there's a room for a boots on the ground style.
Yeah, I reckon there is. We'll have to see what Modern Warfare brings.
I'm scared for Modern Warfare.
Why? It looks amazing.
I want to love it.
I want to love it, and I'm ready to love it. I hope it loves me too.
I either love COD with a passion that makes me want to play it every single minute of every single day, or I hate it. And unfortunately, I hated Black Ops 4. I loved World War II. Again, it's that boots on the ground effect. Is that it was mm-hmm. it was very realistic in comparison.
Well, this is incredibly realistic, this one.
Hopefully this is, yeah, we have a good cop, bad cop, good cop, bad cop, good cop, bad cop. And hopefully we're on for a good one next and I can play the hell out of it.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Some of the modes really interest me. The big war modes and stuff, they really interest me.
I just like TDM.
That works too.
That's all it is. I just like hardcore TDM. You can lock me in there for a few hours and I'm a happy little camper normally.
Happy chicken.
Yeah. Or happy little crab.
You're going to play a crab royale?
I don't think I'll ever play crab royale.
No, I don't think I will either.
I will watch people play
it. I don't think that's for me. Destiny 2 is my go at the minute, man. I've been hot into Destiny 2.
Destiny 2.
Solstice Armor was a horrendous grind, but I've done it.
I didn't bother. I saw it as way too much as a grind. I was disappointed in the DLC, not DLC, by the event. I was disappointed by the fact that you had to do a mission to gain little boxes.
Right.
And then you had to do another mission to get keys. And then when you use the keys to open the little boxes, you would get blue gear that was way underleveled. Why are you making me work for stuff that I'm immediately 100% of people are going to delete?
Once you unlock the masterwork armor,
yes.
Those blue boxes give you rerolls of masterworked armor for free.
Oh, and it only takes 25-30 hours to unlock those masterwork armors.
It took longer than that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
The point of the armor, I don't know if you're aware, but you get it to purple, right? You don't have to mastercraft it, masterwork it. But you get it to purple.
Right.
When Shadowkeep drops, you get instant access to the new Shadowkeep perks. That's what the armor's about. That's the point.
But I have played Destiny since day one.
Mm-hmm.
When Shadowkeep drops and I don't have instant access to the new armor, how long in your head do you think it'll be before I gain access? How many minutes do you think it'll be before I gain access to my first piece of gear? 5? Well, 7?
I'll have it faster.
You'll have it ever so slightly faster.
Very much faster.
Ever so slightly, insignificantly faster. You will replace...
Insignificantly is absolutely correct, but still faster.
You will replace that gear almost immediately. As you do with... Oh. Because we do this every time. And I've been doing this for years, and you've been doing this for years, where you play a game, and because we're streamers, you don't always get to level cap. You have to do other things. So you'll get to, say, the level cap at the moment is 750. So you'll get to 720, and then you'll go and do other things. And about 3 or 4 weeks, maybe a month or so before the game drops, you think, oh, I better get myself to level cap. So you grind really hard, and you get to level cap. So you're at 750 now, yeah?
Yeah.
Within 5 minutes, you'll be getting blue, which is, for those who don't know, the... crap armor. You'll be getting blue stuff that is outweighing your 750. So it'll be your 755 with blue stuff within 5 minutes. So we grind really hard, and then you're wasting your time. I mean, we play differently. I play because I enjoy it. I don't grind to get to level because I want to grind to get level. I do it because I enjoy playing the games. But that's what people do. You grind and you've been sucked into this. I need to get this armor. It's going to be replaced. You're going to replace it.
I'm still all right with it.
Nah, I can't be dealing with a grinder. The grind wasn't fun.
You can play with a 15-year-old, so I'm going to play Destiny.
By play with a 15-year-old, he specifically means go and play Fortnite. I want to put that as officially on the record, playing Fortnite.
That is exactly what I mean.
15-year-olds.
On stream, not sat amongst
on
them.
On stream, I'm not hanging around on the swings in the park. I am on stream playing Fortnite. And I enjoy that because what I want from streaming is to help make someone's day better. It doesn't necessarily mean to be somebody's 40, somebody's 15 is feeling better about the day. That's equally valuable to me, and I'm happy. So you be a grumpy old man and your grumpy old Destiny.
I'm not a grump, but mate, my literal message is it's not all doom and gloom. That's it. It's not all doom and gloom. Let me prove it to you. You can have the crappiest start in the world, and I will prove to you that you can make it work out.
Well, you seem to be doing pretty well.
That's what I'm doing. Well, I'm a happy-go-lucky chap.
I thought I was doing really well, and then my mum rejected my shopping.
And now you can't eat for a week. You're back
now,
on ramen.
Now I'm back on the Doritos and Pringle diet.
I like Doritos. They're so much better than Sprouts.
Yeah, so good. I miss Pringles so much. Oh, I miss Pringles.
Right. I'm going to bed. Love you, bud.
I'm going to go to dream about... Did you say love you? Aw.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and dream about Pringles. And
Pringles.
I like you an appropriate amount.
Wonderful. I'll see you next week. Bye. Bye, everyone.
Good night to everyone.
Bye.